Joining me now for the Colorado Avalanche Information Center update is the Deputy Director, Brian Lazar. Brian, how's it looking out there?
Well, we have a return of winter on our doorstep, which is really good news. I think all of us in Colorado were ready for that April weather to go into the rearview mirror, have a return of winter weather, seeing as it is February. But it is going to coincide with a dramatic uptick in avalanche danger because of the potency of the storm that's on its way. And it has us as forecasters a little bit nervous about an avalanche accident this weekend for a couple of reasons. This first graph that I'm showing illustrates that February has been the most deadly month for avalanches in the state of Colorado over the last 20 years. And if we zoom in to just the month of February, the period between February 13th and February 16th is the most deadly period within the most deadly month. And so this is the weekend we are going into now. We have a lot of avalanche accidents take place around the Valentine's Day holiday and the President's Day weekend. Right as we move into that weekend, this weekend, it coincides with a very potent winter storm. It's going to lead to dangerous avalanche conditions that coincides with this holiday period.
So tell us about this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me just kind of show you what this is going to look like. Essentially, we had a little bit of snow during the middle of the week in portions of the northern and central mountains. And this you can think of as a canary in the coal mine. It led to some fairly widespread avalanche activity. A lot of avalanches were breaking pretty deep on these wind drifted slopes below, you know, variable and rocky terrain. And these are all avalanches which have run across the state just in the last few days. We are only going to see these types of avalanches expand in their distribution. In other words, you're going to be able to trigger these on more and more slopes, and they're going to be very easy to trigger as the snow starts to pile up. You can see even before the storm gets here, we're triggering fairly deep and hard slabs in these, you know, wind-loaded rocky terrain features, which will remain the most dangerous as we move through the weekend. And here's some avalanches that just ran over the last, like, 24 to 36 hours with just about 6 to 8 inches of snow and wind drifting. So you can imagine if this is what we got with just a little bit of snow, what we're going to see once we get a ton of snow. Some of these avalanches are breaking very near the ground, and as we put a very rapid and substantial load onto our snowpack, we can expect to see a lot more of these, and a lot of them run naturally just from the snow loading. And as we can see here, here's our atmospheric river, a deep stream of moisture coming in from the Pacific, slamming into the California coast as we talk on Thursday afternoon. But this is going to push into the state of Colorado, outlined in the white box here, by Friday evening. And this is very deep moisture. And what this looks like in terms of snowfall, you can see here. So the snowfall starts right around sundown on Thursday. By Friday morning, we're looking at a widespread foot of snow. And you can see by Saturday morning, we're looking at a widespread foot of snow. That's all of these red areas. And the pink areas in here are, we're looking at over 2 feet of snow. And so these are going to impact, you can see these portions of the San Juan Mountains. We're looking at a very deep snow totals in the western side of the Elk Mountains, the Flat Tops, and the Rabbiters Range north of Steamboat. And what this is going to be accompanied by is very strong winds at the onset of the storm. This will only exacerbate avalanche conditions, all of this new and drifting snow. And this is going to lead to avalanche warnings. And so this means high avalanche danger. It means we expect widespread natural avalanche activity with avalanches large enough to bury, injure, or kill a person. You can see they're going to last from Friday through Saturday in a good portion of the San Juan Mountains, the Elk Mountains, the Flat Top Mountains, and then the Park Range north of Steamboat. What's really important to note is that even if you're not in the avalanche warning areas and you're at considerable avalanche danger, even with a foot of new snow and wind, we're going to see very dangerous avalanche conditions, and human-triggered avalanches are going to be likely. In the areas that have high avalanche danger or the avalanche warning is in place, we simply do not recommend travel in backcountry avalanche terrain. And so your best way to stay safe in any of these areas through this weekend with a really potent winter storm is to utilize the sheltered slopes at lower elevations and lower angle slopes, less than about 30 degrees without steeper slopes overhead. So we're glad to see a return of winter, but we do need to change our mindset. We need to rein in our terrain choices, make very conservative travel plans this weekend as we enjoy the new snow.
Okay, everyone be very careful out there. We want an uneventful weekend as far as avalanche, but some good powder days for skiing.